This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for July 15th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. Traders Magazine has a piece titled Virtu CEO, Retail Investors Have Never Had It Better. While I agree with this sentiment, having lived and traded through some horrible market structure, the message coming from Doug Cifu, CEO of Virtu Financial, is funny. Virtu being on the other side of a lot of retail equity trade would know a lot about retail trading, but they make a lot of money from that trading. It is kind of like saying the guy with the other hand at the poker table has a great hand while you're holding a royal flush. IMC has a post on its website titled, Why Our Partnership with Team Liquid is Important for Recruiting Talent. Matt Kalkin of Steptoe has a commentary titled, Why the Global LIBOR Transition Depends on U.S. CFTC Action. Don't forget to register for the MarketsWiki Education World of Opportunity. You can find a link in today's newsletter to register. We had an anonymous donation to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. We appreciate and thank Anonymous and all who have given. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. This week, my take in the spread will look back at some of the people who have spoken at our MarketsWiki Education World of Opportunity, particularly about options and the lessons they offered. Don't forget to register your interns and newer employees for the July 21st event starting at 1:30 p.m. We don't have any sponsors of the MarketsWiki Education World of Opportunity this year, and the event is free to anyone to attend. Thank you to all who have supported our GoFundMe campaign, which helps offset the cost of producing the event and videos. Today we have the video of Tim Brennan, one of the most enthusiastic storytellers we have had for the Path to Electronic Trading series. Later today we will publish our interview with a trader Tim hired more than once, senior director at ICE/NYSE Options, head of product and competitive strategy, Megan Dugan. Over the weekend, I attended an Eagle Court of Honor for a scout who is the son of the man I passed my Boy Scout troop to. The scout gave me and another adult a mentor pin for our help during his scouting career. He told the story of having failed in an election to become senior patrol leader and feeling down, and the advice I gave him. He said I told him, "Tim, you don't have to have a title to be a leader." He did not understand it at first, but he did over time as he built a relationship with the scouts to earn their trust to lead them. He was later elected senior patrol leader. He used this story in his Eagle Rank life statement, his essay for college, and an application for a National Eagle Scholarship. All told, I have been gifted with 6 mentor pins and 2 Dad Eagle Scout pins. It has been a very worthwhile use of my time, treasure, and talents. In the long and continuing path towards the decriminalization of adult-use cannabis at the federal level, on Wednesday, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, a Democrat from New York, Senate Finance Committee Chairman Ron Wyden, a Democrat from Ohio, Senator Cory Booker, a Democrat from New Jersey, introduced draft legislation called the Cannabis Administration and Opportunity Act, a bill they plan to formally advance later this year. If passed, it would remove marijuana and THC from the list of controlled substances within 180 days after its enactment. In a press briefing, Schumer said the legislation aims to right the wrongs of the failed war on drugs, which has largely affected communities of color. It's highly unlikely the act will be passed in its current form, but it nonetheless advances the dialogue about current prohibitions. View a video of the senator's press conference with a link in today's newsletter, Suzanne Cosgrove reported. Markets Media has announced the winners of its inaugural European Markets Choice Awards. Among them are David Schwimmer, CEO, London Stock Exchange Group, for CEO of the Year, Citadel Securities for Best Liquidity Provider in Equities, Jane Street for Best Liquidity Provider Fixed Income, and Market Access for Best Trading Analytics Tool. To see the full list, you can go to a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. Tim Brennan took the leap to a new frontier of trading. Tim Brennan did not know what he wanted to do after graduating from a small liberal arts college with a degree in psychology. As with many other traders from this era, his mom had a friend who could get him a job as a runner at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. To watch this video, you can find it on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a press release from the CFTC. Statement from the CFTC staff on transition away from LIBOR. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission's Market Participants Division and Division of Market Oversight divisions today are jointly issuing this statement to advise market participants and swap execution facilities, or SEFs, of the importance of ensuring a smooth and timely transition away from LIBOR. My comment, please don't labor over LIBOR. Here's a press release from the NFA. NFA warns of fraudulent phishing emails purporting to be from NFA. NFA has learned of a recent phishing campaign that involves fraudulent emails purporting to be from NFA staff. These emails have a source domain of @basicicnet-nfafutures.org. NFA reminds all members to be vigilant when it comes to email requests. All legitimate emails from NFA come from an address ending in @nfa.futures.org or nfanotifications@mailer.nfa.org or @nfa-swaps-proficiency-requirements.moonami.com in the case of NFA swap proficiency requirements. Always be sure to scrutinize the sender's address. My comment, my church was also hit with a phishing attack asking about gift cards being bought for the staff. The bad guys are very inventive. Be careful what you click on. Here's a story from the FT. Can Chicago thrive in a work-from-home world? Rust Belt cities have missed out on expected boost from urban migration during the pandemic. The fortunes of cities can go down as well as up. At this pivotal post-pandemic moment, things could go either way for the Rust Belt cities of my beloved American Midwest. For Chicago, the capital of the American heartland, the pandemic could be a generational turning point. I chose it as my last Financial Times posting after tiring of global super cities such as Shanghai and Cape Town, Brussels and Washington, because it was small and vibrant, clean but not sterile, urban but in a suburban sort of way, i.e. parking could still be had for less than $20 a day. My comment, Chicago land will always thrive. The city of Chicago and the downtown district is another question. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story on Wednesday was the same as Tuesday's top story. Farewell Open Outcry, a look at the history of Chicago trading floors from the trade. Second was crypto exchange FTX set sights on blue chip acquisitions from the Financial Times. Third was SEC says a SPAC misled investors about its space deal from the New York Times, about a civil settlement involving Momentus and Stable Road acquisition, a SPAC. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day. Stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.